Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
This is the stinking truth.
What else we got? Yeah. Let's see. Oh, all right.
Okay.
The Rams. I watching the Rams play. You know, they played a couple of road games.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to come back home against an Indianapolis team that had a lot of momentum, and it just kind of felt like it was kind of one of those uphill battles. But that's a tough-minded football team. You've talked about this before with Sean McVay, that, you know, it's almost kind of like he, like, baits everybody to think that, you know, hey, we're this, you know, Southern California spread team. You know, we just want to kind of throw it all over the place. But there is a toughness. There is a
You know who they remind me of? They remind me of the 49ers back in the day.
Yes.
So
yeah, when
I played in Washington, man, we always talked about how the 49ers, like late 80s, early 90s, how they didn't play in pads, how they didn't practice in pads. And we used to say all the time, everybody did, they're soft. 49ers are soft. You know, and
West Coast.
Oh, all they do is throw it. You know, they're just soft and all this stuff. And so we would talk about that, getting prepared for the game. You know, like, then you'd fly out to go play in Candlestick, and you're like, they're soft. And then they would thunder punch you right in the freaking teeth and whip your ass on both lines of scrimmage. And they were just like fresher than you. And you'd be sitting in the bus after the game, licking your wounds, and you'd lose 27 to 13. And you'd look at the stats, and Joe Montana would be 21 to 26 for 278 yards and 3 TDs. And Roger Craig would have, you know, a bunch of, and Rathman is just smashing people.
Yeah.
And you're just like, you're sitting there talking to each other on the bus, you know, whispering because the coaches are up front of the bus, you know, they're all pissy. And you're like, they lied to us, man. There's nothing soft about that team. You want to make sure that they don't hear you. Right. Like, we just got our asses kicked, man. They kicked our asses. Yeah, and so that's the Rams. The Rams present this, you know, Sean Payton calls it Sean McVay calls it the illusion of complexity, you know? And then they just run it down your throats.
Right.
And it's funny, when they had that off year where Sean McVay was kind of like, ugh, what happened is their whole offensive line turned over and they didn't address it. And, man, since that time, since they lost, they have completely addressed their lines of scrimmage both offensively and defensively. And one of the reasons they did it was when they played San Francisco, they used to get throttled, physically throttled. And they're just like, that's not going to happen to us anymore. So they still have the ability to throw the ball and do all those things. But man, I'm telling you what, that's a physical football team. And now they got, you know, obviously they got Stafford, a great quarterback and everything else, but they trick you. They're like the 49ers back in the late 80s, early 90s that you used to think was soft until you played them.
Mm-hmm. Final thought, Tyreek Hill.
Oh,
devastating injury.
His leg was backwards.
That's
I didn't mean to see it.
Yeah,
it just popped up on my social media, and I was like, oh,
yeah.
Well.
I hate that. But, you know, what I mean, we're talking about like a complete shredding of that knee.
I think he tore his ACL and other ligaments and
tendon and all that stuff.
Gosh.
And he's going to be 32 next season.
Right.
I mean, might this be it for Tyreek Hill as we've known him?
I have no idea. I mean, I don't know. I know that the Stephon Diggs thing wasn't as severe, but right. Man, what he's doing right now for New England, like the advances in you know the medical field are unbelievable. You know, one of the things that'll happen, he'll come out of surgery, and you know you'll get the same crap you always get. The doctors will say, hey, it was a successful surgery, right?
Right.
And, you know, then it throws it back on the players. He didn't rehab or he didn't whatever, right? And no doctor ever comes out of surgery and goes, well, I fucked that up. I was out drinking last night, right? They all are patting themselves on the freaking back, you know? I mean, I got to imagine if you're a surgeon, every now and again, you have a bad day.
Yeah.
Right? You have a bad day. But you don't ever come out and say it. Like, I went in there and that knee, I didn't know what to do. I called 14 other doctors I know and said, what would you do in this situation? Like, so.
Well, I'd like to have that one back.
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't at my best. I hope he is so watching him last night. He is so freaking dynamic.
Yeah.
So dynamic. And you know, you never know if you'll ever be the same. I know one thing for myself is I was never the same. I had my ACL and I was different. I had a different cat after I had it done. Never regained
You got a great line. You might. A lot of times athletes, when they have to come back from something like this, they have to learn to accept a new
100%. Right. I tell people all that all the time. Hey, man, you just understand you'll never be the same.
Right.
Now, some guys come back and they're better, like whatever.
Right.
But you will never be the same. So what you have to do to be able to play and continue to have success is to reestablish what your 100% is. And maybe it's 80% of what it used to be, but you still like, man, I'm still good enough to get that done.
All right. I think this podcast, we have a new feature that's going to be starting up here very soon.
What's that?
Mark Schlereth, 3 minutes of fury.
Limu and I always tell you to customize your car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. But now, we want you to feel it. Cue the emu music, Limu.
Save yourself money today. Increase your wealth. Customize and save, we say.
That may have been too much feeling.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.